Imagine walking into your annual review, expecting praise for your technical brilliance, only to discover your team members feel unsupported and underdeveloped. This scenario plays out in boardrooms worldwide, as Marshall Goldsmith's extensive 360-degree feedback research reveals. Poor coaching consistently ranks among leaders' worst skills. Yet, in today's knowledge economy, your success isn't measured by personal achievements, but by how effectively you unlock others' potential. This insight forms the foundation of Michael K. Simpson's transformative approach that has reshaped leadership at organizations like Marriott, Nike, and Coca-Cola. The difference between good and great leaders? Great ones don't just direct, they develop. They understand that coaching isn't something they do occasionally, it's who they are continuously. Effective coaching follows four sequential principles: building trust, tapping potential, creating commitment, and executing goals. Trust, combining genuine concern, demonstrated integrity, and absolute confidentiality, enables all other coaching competencies. In high-trust environments, people engage and innovate freely. In low-trust settings, fear dominates. Personal trustworthiness merges character, who you are, and competence, what you do. Character encompasses integrity, intentions, and consistency in following through, while competence reflects skills, capabilities, and track record of delivering results. To develop trustworthiness in others, avoid lectures. Instead, ask probing questions like, "Whom do you trust and why?" and "What are you doing to earn others' trust?" These questions encourage self-reflection about intentions and consequences. When assessing competence, focus on consistent achievement of promised outcomes. In high-trust environments, decisions happen quickly, communication flows freely, and innovation flourishes, making trust the essential oil that keeps organizations running smoothly. Great coaches listen deeply, not just to words, but to emotions, body language, and unspoken aspirations. They notice physical behaviors, verbal patterns, and emotional reactions that reveal deeper truths. Like Socrates, effective coaches use powerful questions to increase self-awareness and drive transformation. They challenge assumptions by asking, "Why are you assuming this is the case?" They examine evidence. "What data supports your conclusion?" They explore alternatives. "What would someone with the opposite perspective say?" Coaches help challenge limiting paradigms, deeply held beliefs that may not align with reality. Carolyn Casey's story illustrates this perfectly. Born legally blind but unaware until age 17, she went on to ride an elephant across India and now helps businesses accommodate disabled people. Her journey shows how our beliefs about what's possible often determine what becomes possible. By helping people recognize and overcome thinking errors like all-or-nothing thinking, overgeneralization, mental filtering, and catastrophizing, coaches help individuals align their paradigms with reality and envision better possibilities beyond their self-imposed limitations. A key coaching skill is helping individuals find their own destination without imposing the coach's vision. The task is to help people develop concrete mission statements that align with their inner purpose, what Stephen Covey calls the burning yes inside. A personal mission statement clarifies what's most important, provides focus, helps design your own life rather than being directed by external forces, guides daily decisions, and gives greater meaning. It forms the foundation for measuring both life and organizational success. Most people live driven by urgent but meaningless demands, while successful careers require clear vision and careful planning. Coaches help clarify vision through powerful questions about defining success, maintaining important relationships, finding passion, and understanding purpose. As Duke basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski notes, the will to prepare is even more important than the will to succeed. For organizations, strategic clarity requires a compelling narrative addressing strategic context, external forces, unique value, profit model, core capabilities, and strategic bets. This framework provides focus that enables execution. Effective goals follow the from X to Y by when format. Kennedy's Moon Mission Declaration galvanized a nation precisely because it specified landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to Earth before this decade is out. While creating strategies is one thing, executing them is another challenge entirely. Harvard's Michael Porter notes, "It's better to have grade B strategy with grade A execution than the other way around." Most organizations struggle with the execution gap, delivering only 63% of the financial performance their strategies promise. The XQ survey reveals four key execution breakdowns. 85% don't know their organization's goals. 85% don't know what actions drive goal achievement. 87% don't know if they're winning or losing. And 79% lack accountability. The daily whirlwind of urgent tasks overwhelms strategic priorities, creating what one leader called management by attention deficit disorder. Great coaches overcome these barriers through four disciplines: focusing on wildly important goals, limited to 1-3, identifying lead measures, actions people can control that drive results, creating compelling scoreboards, people play differently when keeping score, and establishing a cadence of accountability through weekly goal-focused meetings where members discuss commitments openly. While many coaches focus on high performers, the greatest opportunity for organizational improvement lies in developing the middle 60-70% of performers. Simple math demonstrates why. A 10% improvement in the top 20% yields only a 2% overall improvement, while the same improvement in the middle 70% creates a 7% gain, more than three times the impact. Even during economic downturns, organizations face a war for talent. Forward-thinking companies view talent as their greatest asset rather than an expense, investing in coaching, job rotations, and development programs to ensure leadership succession without depleting middle management. Great performing teams differ from good ones not in basic know-how, but in execution and reducing inconsistency. Coaches help middle performers improve by identifying existing pockets of excellence within the organization and learning from top performers' strategies and attitudes. Most mid-level workers possess far more capabilities than their current jobs allow them to express. As Jack Welch famously said, "The team with the best players wins," but Simpson would add, "The team that develops its players best wins consistently." Coaching transcends mere action. It's about transformation. Being a coach means balancing advocacy with inquiry, helping others uncover insights through powerful questions rather than simply giving advice. As UCLA's John Wooden observed, coaches don't win championships, players do. The coach's role is preparing others to excel when it matters most. Similarly, organizational leaders succeed by unlocking their team's potential, not through personal heroics. The coaching mindset diverges from traditional command and control management, requiring humility, patience, and faith in human potential. The rewards, engaged teams, innovative thinking, and sustainable results justify this approach. In an era of quick fixes, coaching offers lasting impact, a legacy of developed talent and unlocked potential that persists beyond your tenure. Your greatest achievement lies not in personal accomplishments, but in enabling others' success through belief in their capabilities.